Vision, the world as soul. Close your eyes, breathe a deep sigh, and come along with me. Light, bright light, and multicolors in it. All the colors of the rainbow, and all the hues between the hues, all the colors are harmoniously playing together. Joy, pure, uncontained joy. Children playing, laughing, everyone playing, laughing, as if they are children. Plenty, no want, no lack, plentitude of everything, and yet no greed, no hoarding, no one with exceptionally more than any other. All have everything they need and everything they truly want. Love. Love is like a soft, cotton, wispy cloud that wafts in and around everything. Love is everywhere. Everything is created of love. Love is the essence of all that is. Peace. There is no shouting, no crying, no pain, no remorse. There is absolute tranquility, absolute harmony among things. And yet, it is so vibrant. There is so much life. Creativity and play and innovation with an always eye to the whole and what benefits the whole. This is the modus operandi of this place. It is a totality of oneness, of love, of caring, of generosity, of creativity, of expansiveness. Everyone is included. Everyone is loved. Everyone is love. The world is ego, derision, divisiveness, tension, fear, tolerance and intolerance, give and take more and less. There is less. Somehow there is less here, as if it's tight and closed and suffocating. Not enough, never enough, less air, less food, less light, more dark, shadow, lurking, fear, not sure, paranoia, hoarding, skepticism, greed, power over, just to be sure, power over, no chances taken, no faith, tight, limiting, scarce, fleeting love. Time to decide. Which of these two design plans, which of these realities do you wish to embrace? I share them both with clear distinction to enable you to recognize them. Not to invite you to ego bash, or to lose faith, or to doubt that the world as soul is ever attainable, attainable by you. You are a child of God. You are the world of soul as you advance again into your original state. Hold this map, this book, dearly in your hands. No one, I repeat, no one is incapable or undeserving of living full time in the world as soul, with ego lovingly embraced in it. It is time to decide, quite literally. Here we are in the virginal stages of this dialogue on the cusp of revealing something utterly magical, remembering the true purpose of ego and how this relates to us now. With this exquisitely new awareness, this paradigm shift akin to the revelation that the earth is round, not flat, and that the earth rotates around the sun rather than the sun rotating around the earth, you will be able to chart an entirely new course with your ego, a course offered to you like a glistening key on a silver platter. With it, you yourself can open the gateway to a dynamic, marvelously creative new trajectory of experience as a human being on planet Earth. Survival or demise, which do you decide? If you, and we as the human family, leave this decision to the old paradigm ego, we will keep our collective heads in the sand. We will continue business as usual. We will remain fossilized in reaction. We will continue to push brazenly beyond natural global limits, and we will perish. This will be our future if we continue to misassume that ego is merely our shadow, our false self, our accumulated past karma, and even more precariously, if we continue to identify ourselves as this. We'll explore this perilous hazard in full detail in categorizing and naming why this is so dangerous to our survival in Chapter 2, Understanding Ego. The brilliance of ego is so much more than this. If you and we as the human family choose to enter the unknown, I'll share both the understanding and the map with you here, so it is not actually unknown. If we choose this new path, we will not hit the wall. Instead, we will burgeon into a brand new era buoyed gallantly by pro-action, and we will thrive. Which do you want? Which do you prefer? Are you really, truly, keenly eager to find out what happens if we hit the wall? Some would call this suicide. Or are you willing to be more curious to find out what happens when we avert the wall? You must decide. This requires a conscious decision. To not decide is to decide. This sounds a lot like politics and voting. It is. You are voting on your own life. Commitment 1. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. But the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness is genius, power and magic in it. Begin it now. Only when you decide do you commit. When you don't decide, when you relegate your power of choice to a repetition of a past choice, a pattern, or you relegate your power of choice to someone else to decide or to circumstance to decide, you are throwing away your power. You are choosing to be codependent, to relinquish your responsibility. You are choosing to be an ostrich with your head in the sand. Change is frightening to the old paradigm ego, not to the new. The ego and the soul is a story, a map, a course, a path, a route, a bridge. It is written specifically for your ego. It is your ego that will hear what is most pertinent to it. It is your ego that will understand. It is your ego that will choose to enter the glistening new paradigm that now awaits it. It is your own ego that will remember that this is its transcendent destiny. It, you, are not meant to perish. It, you, are not meant to suffer. Suffering has been adopted over time as an assumed requisite of human experience. This has become so ingrained, it is exceptionally rarely questioned. When did you sign a contract to suffer? As if you volunteered to do so. Did you? And if so, when? If you believe you did sign a contract to suffer, how might you begin to feel if you discovered that you can null and void it? Relief? Might you feel the release of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual tension? It, you, do not have to suffer, nor do you have to become extinct. You have a choice. It is time to decide.